Thanks for joining us, as always, on the Monday Business Walk, Algernon. It's always great having you on the show.
How are you, Michael?
I'm all right. Thank you. Let's talk about a new pain management institute in Las Cruces. You briefly mentioned them in your report last week, but let's actually get into the detail of what they're about. Who are they? Where are they?
So this is our Monday business profile in the Sun News, and it is a business called the Hygieia Pain Institute. And the founder, whose name is Aaron Villarreal, is very clear. He says, I am not a clinic. I am an institute. In other words, he wants to teach people about the causes of various kinds of chronic pain.
And what kind of conditions does the institute treat?
Chronic pain. So Villarreal is a board-certified nurse anesthetist. So he's not a physician, but he is trained in the use of anesthetics. And he is also a graduate of a pain management fellowship. And so as both a nurse anesthetist and a pain management fellow, he's one of about 40 people to hold both these certifications.
So really?
It's a pretty rare specialization.
He's got a very unique set of skills.
He says he's one of 40 in the United States and the only one in New Mexico. And so his institute uses a variety of approaches that include various kinds of medication, but also he's open to non-medication methods of dealing with the sources of pain and learning how to live with it.
What are some examples of some of those non-medicated sources of treatment?
So, for instance, one thing he's qualified to do is he's able to use something called fluoroscopic guided injections. And this sounds scary, but what he does is if there is a nerve near your spine that is causing pain, if you are an eligible patient, what he's able to do is he's able to use a live X-ray to pinpoint the location of that nerve, paint it, and find precisely where he needs to place an injection, and then he will use a steroidal medication to reduce the inflammation in that area and ease the pain. So he's not poking a needle in your spine or anything like that, but he is going through the skin and identifying nerves, and he's able to, for a period of time, ease pain. But then while your pain is eased, he's also working with you on various areas of your life, both physical and psychosocial, to see if there are other ways you can use to arrange your life so that you're managing your pain.
And so you also mentioned how Mr. Villarreal is addressing the opioid epidemic through his institute. How so?
Right. This is one of the first questions I asked him about, which was, you know, do you use narcotic medications? And he says he's qualified to do that, of course, where they're needed and appropriate. However, most of the calls he got in the first week that his institute was open was from people looking for prescriptions. He said he was prepared for that. New Mexico, of course, was hit very hard by the opioid epidemic, including prescription opioid abuse and addiction. But he didn't realize just how many of the calls would be about that. He said the extent of the problem in the community is immense. This has an economic impact. It has a public health impact. And so part of what he's doing is he's going to be working with patients who are dependent on narcotic medications to figure out how to live a life so that they are not dependent on those medications and they can still manage their pain. Basically, with an extended dependency on opioid epidemics, you actually become more sensitive to pain. It has the opposite effect. And so you're actually in pain and you're having to medicate that pain even further. And this is the sort of dark spiral of addiction.
Really? Well, you would think that it would be, you know, obviously the opposite, that you would increase your tolerance, but it actually makes you more sensitive to pain. That's very interesting.
This is what's fascinating. I asked him, what is pain? And he said, well, pain is a lot of different things. There are different kinds of pain, and there are also different ways the body responds to pain. And then when you introduce different kinds of medication, the body responds to those in very particular ways. So it's actually his assessments of patients is very extensive and detailed because there's a lot of complex information to pinpoint what is causing you to hurt.
It sounds like a great resource for people who need it. How can people get a hold of Hygieia?
So the website is Hygieia Pain, and I should probably spell it, H-Y-G-I-A, HygieiaPain.com. Hygieia, by the way, is from Greek myth. It's a personification of health and hygiene, and that seems to be emblematic of the approach he's taking. Their clinic is located at 3851 East Loman Avenue. That's next to Quest Diagnostics over by Foothills Road.
Algernon, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
Ciao.